scripture. You can say that I'm neon, a sign and a wonder, see beyond eons. Remember when I saw myself as nothing but a peon. Used to let others be on what I would never speak on. Yeah, my dreams, my ambitions, my intuitions, my inner visions, yeah.
Tell me, how does Martin Luther King Jr. influence what you do today?
His legacy really resonates with me, and thinking about creative ways that we can still speak out against, you know, injustice. Like, I'm not a fan of just keeping quiet and just acting like nothing's wrong. No, there are things wrong. Things need to be acknowledged. Things need to be addressed. Things need to be made right. But I think that there is a way to do them that helps us all to just take the high road. So, yeah, I think it's the same thing in my music. Like, I don't hold my tongue in my music. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to get all this truth, but you're going to get it in love.
What does music have that other mediums or other methods may not have in terms of getting a message across?
Music is very visceral. You know, it's funny. I love going to other countries, and even when I have to, like, teach emceeing or I teach rap, I don't understand what somebody's saying. I don't understand Arabic. But I understand that meter. I understand the emotion that you are putting into your lyrics. So I cannot understand a lick of French, but, you know, it's like I can feel the passion. You know, so music has a way that makes a body respond, whether it wants to or not. You know, it could be a song that annoys the stink out of you. But if you hear it and it gets in you, you're moving your body. So I think that music is so powerful because it controls not only the way we think, but it also has an ability to physically affect what we do. You know, when we think about Martin Luther King and we think about the speeches that he gave, or we think about, you know, great orators, imagine, you know, when you put anything to music, automatically it sinks into you. So it's like I have 3 to 4 minutes or 3 to 5 minutes, and I can download into your consciousness something so powerful that it will affect the way that you live your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like we listen to I Have a Dream, and it's like, okay, wow, that speech alone, that platform alone, here we are decades later, still striving for that. So it's like, wow, it's like, okay, if I put something out there, I could put something out there that will really resonate with people and that has the ability to really shift the way that they see things, the way they see the world, the way they see themselves, to make things better. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm redeeming it. I totally feel like the initial purpose of hip-hop, which was peace, love, unity, and having fun, is what we need to be doing with it.
Wanna feel it before I hear it, touch it before I see it. Told me that I could be it, I believe it since a fetus. Before Michael Jackson beat it with memorize and repeat it. Press rewind on cassettes, couldn't just delete it. It was a different era back then, back when I was learning to add and subtract all my fractions. Half of what it used to be, but I'm still attracted to the boom bap, the way the bass slaps. Before tracks met track, when it was a track, it was my mama's music. I was toothless, used to think that it was useless. Now I use it to groove with, to move with, the ebb and flow, the stop and go, a living life in its movements, soul music, soundtrack.